Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Oh shit, have we got another one of these, Michael?
Leave that in.
Leave it in, it's all good. Well, fuck it, we don't need one today.
No? People like them.
I wasn't recording as well, so you'll have to get that bit off the Zoom.
Should we start again?
Let's carry on. Welcome. How are you, Rob?
Yeah, not too bad. We left on Tuesday with you talking about Bobby Castle, whatever it's called, Bobby Tracy.
Bobby Tracy.
Is there a Bobby Castle?
That is a very nice hotel that people stay in Devon.
Right,
Bobby
okay.
Castle.
And I can't remember what we were talking about. I was just discovering where you lived, which is the most Devon thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no, you asked me about that. You asked me about the Rock Inn, the pub that
yes,
I worked
Yes, you
in.
Worked there, and that was like crazy days for you, was it, Josh?
So I used to do 2 hours a week separate from each other, one hour on Wednesday
afternoon. I think you told us about this, you put the wood in the...
Yeah, so that's where I did the woodshed.
Yeah.
And then, you might be able to see in that picture, there was a post office called Evelyn's. Well, it wasn't called Evelyn's, but the woman that ran it was called Evelyn.
Okay.
And
so you used to call it Evelyn's rather than the post office?
Yeah, rather than the post office.
Okay.
And there she used to sell some fucking good... You know, sweets in jars?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd get like a
bonbons.
By the quarter. Yeah, bonbons. Oh, yeah. My God, I'd love to go back there. So there you go, Rob.
Yes, Hayter Vale.
Hayter Vale. What a place to grow up. Yeah, so if we needed anything... obviously, the post office is now closed down because of cuts. And so now, if you live in Hayter Vale, you need a pint of milk. It's a good 3 mile drive to get a pint of milk.
Or a 2 hour walk to Bobby.
2 hour walk to Bobby Tracy, where we go to the spa every Sunday night. God.
Did you just go there
God,
every Sunday night?
God, I love
night?
The past. Yeah, get all the stuff for the week.
So you do your weekly shop in a spa?
Yeah. Isn't that mental?
How big's this spa?
Not very big. By the time I got to secondary school, we had graduated to Totnes Sainsbury's, actually, I think.
No
Safeway.
Wonder you're so excited to be in London.
Mate, when I moved to Manchester, it was insane. I couldn't
what
believe
shops
there was,
you the most?
That there was, I could walk from my door
yeah.
to a news agent.
On pavement?
On pavement.
So you had... So now the post office is shut in Hayter Vale, what shops yeah. have you got?
None. There's the Rock Inn, which doesn't like locals. It's kind of a tourist-based pub, and that's it.
Well, I live there.
Because it's very picturesque and lovely.
Yeah, but there's nothing there.
That people like that, Rob.
But what? No. People don't like the hubbub. People don't like nothing.
People do like nothing.
No, they don't like nothing.
They do like nothing.
No, they can't like nothing, surely.
People do like nothing, Rob.
No, I don't. I like something. I like something going on, Josh.
I know, but I don't think it's for you.
No, not that. You know, we're moving a bit more out to the country, but not like that. That's beyond. That's too far. That's like straight edge.
So tell me something that you do with your... So for school,
yeah.
Bob. So let me tell you about sick form, because okay. I'm in sick form 20 miles away.
That is a 3 hour drive through London, 20 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
How far was it for you? So you'd go 2 hour walk to Bobby Tracy. Then...
Well, no. So I'd get the lift from my parents.
Right, okay.
But normally I wouldn't get the quicker bus went from Drumbridge's roundabout, which is a roundabout on the A38. So if you Google Drumbridge's roundabout.
Oh my God, what is this? Drumbridge's roundabout, yeah, I'm Googling it. So you that's the quicker bus. How long's that then, is it, to your school?
So that would be 40 minutes to Exeter. But also, that bus went every 2 hours. So if you missed it, you were in serious trouble. And the bus went at 7:25 a.m. So it's a 20-minute drive for my parents, probably. So we were leaving the house before 7. And then I was standing on the side of a roundabout, hoping that I hadn't missed the bus. Pre-mobile phones, again. So if I'd missed the bus, I'd then have to walk to a phone box to phone my parents to say I'd missed the bus.
Because when was the next bus?
9:25.
It's fucking awful. It's like a Bear's Grill episode.
Bear's Grill? What's his name? Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Bear's Grill. I knew I said that word. God, that is brutal.
Yeah, so it's mad to look back on it, really.
So if from my house, I could go, like, walk 30 seconds to a bus stop, and that bus would take me to the O2 Arena if I wanted.
Well, there was a bus that went to...
the O2?
To Newton Abbot, which was the local town, from Hayter Vale. But the bus came once a week.
Did anyone miss it and wait?
No, but my gran before she passed the driving test, she used to have to get it. And it was that Hayter Vale's like down on the bottom of a hill. Yeah. And the bus only went to the top of the hill, but she was the only person who was getting it. And she wrote to the local MP to ask for him to get the bus to go down to the bottom of the hill. And he did. He managed to, well, not managed. And the bus then went down to the bottom of the hill to pick her up.
Oh, look at that. The good old days, you know, direct line to your MP.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah. But, so there you go.
Right, Hayter Vale. That is a real in-depth look at Hayter Vale there that, you know, no one asked for, but we all love.
Maybe you should go and live there for a week and we'll do an episode, Rob.
So I don't think that's a good idea.
When you're a kid, you don't think, this is quite an odd place to grow up at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, we'd get about a week off school a year due to snow, because the bus just could never get through. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Fair enough, yeah, that's proper countryside.
Great times.
So, this guest, after the huge success of Lou appearing to have her say, Rose is having her say, and I'd say Lou was a 12-round boxing contest. I'd say this was more a MMA annihilation from Rose on You.
Yeah, it was recorded before I nailed her 40th.
Yeah, this was recorded before Josh had nailed her 40th birthday. What was interesting was Lou had a list of things that she sort of semi-disagreed with from the podcast. Rose just sort of mentioned stuff she didn't like about you.
Yeah, and mention's a strong word.
It wasn't very like, oh, then this happened and that wasn't quite accurate, which is... the idea was this was Lou and Rose's right of reply to talk about things that had happened on the show. And I'd say it was a little bit more of just like, what's Rose's problems with Josh, as opposed to episodes. I've got some great photos of your body language as well, Josh. I'm going to send these to you now, and then we can put up on the podcast Instagram page so everyone can see how uncomfortable you were. Your body language is like... the order I send them is the order is how you relaxed during the episode. Look at your little curled up like a scared cat.
Yeah, that's not ideal, is it?
But it is quite... I found it quite stressful when Lou was doing...
Yeah, that's not great.
Was doing me.
Oh, God, I'm actually dreading this episode going out now. Oh, God, here we go. I've just seen the body language. This is special guest Rose Hansen.
I've just got to text the cab to say that... The car. The car, because we've mistimed it.
Okay.
Send a message.
Are you aware that we're recording a podcast now?
Yeah, but it's real, isn't it?
This is real stuff.
Oh, fuck it. I'll get Flo to do it.
This is a little bit what it's like being married to Josh.
He's put the mic down and he's texting his agent to book him a cab.
No, not to book it. To say that I'm going to be late to get there, so don't to leave.
Don't to leave?
Oh, what? I'm panicking.
He's panicking. He can't speak. I think he's a bit nervous about this chat, Rose.
Yeah,
this is
I'm
your
not
chance.
Looking forward to it.
He's not looking at me.
He's. Do you know what?
I know, because I'm trying to make sure this car doesn't leave.
Since we've been in this room, basically, we've been at my house filming some content for the arena shows with Rose and Lou, and now we're all sat together. We're not doing this on Zoom. We're all sat together in my front room, and it is your Right to Reply episode, Rose, that Josh did with me and Lou. We did that recently, Lou's episode.
Yeah.
And I was quite anxious about it.
Yeah.
And I'd say, since we've been in this room, Josh hasn't looked you directly in the eye once.
No.
He's also sat like he's a little mermaid. Like his little feet are tucked under
there
him.
There is a definite... Should I take a photo of how
he's
sat?
I like sitting like that on a sofa.
It's quite defensive.
He's getting quite fetal.
I'm spread out like a fat walrus. Like splayed across a Scunthorpe dockyard.
Right, let's get on with it.
Okay, so I've got a few questions for you, Rose, at the end about Josh.
Where did that come from?
just from things I've picked up over the episodes.
Right, I didn't know that was an option.
No, well, it is. It's all an option. We're all sort of creating.
Life's an option.
Okay, that's bleak.
Rob's got quibbles as well.
Yeah. Not quibbles, but concerns. If you were picking him up from school, I'd pull you to the side and go, can I have a word about Josh?
It's yeah. basically an intervention.
No, no, it's not bad.
Do you think he should be put up a year?
No, not that. No, not that. That's separate. But we can get to that later. This is okay. Rose's opportunity. I'm going to shut up now. It's your opportunity to basically anything that Josh has spoken about on the podcast that you slightly disagree with, or the story got twisted in the telling, or anything you want to get off your chest. This is your opportunity to sort of do that, Rose. So.
Lou was mainly just stuff she wanted to get off her chest for the last decade.
Yeah, pretty much. She's quite therapeutic. It's been great for our relationship. She's been all over me since.
First and foremost, you've got to stop calling my things knickknacks.
Oh, it's about me.
It's about you.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Let's work through this.
I like that.
Actually, there's been quite a removal of knickknacks actually since having a boy.
I'd say actually your house
does make me sound like I live in a charity shop.
No, okay. So maybe I've said that for comic effect. However, I'd say there's lots of antique. I don't know if you know if it is antique or looks antique, really beautiful.
Oh, shit.
No, no, but like nice lamps, tables and stuff like that. However, there are also lots of little plates, cups and saucers, egg cups.
Yeah, you are right.
Dotted
are right.
around.
They're not anymore.
But
they're not
I'd
dotted.
Say if anyone walked into your house, you go, what a beautiful house, what amazing furniture. Yes, there are a few knickknacks knocking about. But I don't think the knickknack's the headline. However, knickknack's a fun word to say.
I know. So I think one of my favourite episodes, well, favourite's an interesting word, but is the day when I went to Cornwall basically Josh
Peston
seemed to have like just an absolute meltdown over an Ocado order. What I would say is that whereas there's things that just happen in a day when you're looking after children, like getting their teeth cleaned or getting them dressed, that kind of thing. When you were doing it, it was very much like they were, oh my God, and then I had to get them dressed. You're like, well, that's just a thing that happens.
That's
in
just
the day.
A day.
That's a day.
Yeah, but I had to get them dressed with Peston in the evening.
Yeah.
Looming. Peston loomed over the day. I could tell that he was fucked off with me.
Peston
fucking hates me.
No, Josh was.
Because there was a real, you know when you're texting and there's a real lack of response.
I barely had time to reply.
I was
doing so much stuff.
But there was a real.
I'm sorry I wasn't responding to your text.
There was a real, you know, like you send a text or you send a picture and there's like absolutely tumbleweed and you think he's not happy with
Always
me.
Always busy.
Also, I got accused of ordering a mirror to arrive on this day. That wasn't my...
You get given a slot.
Yeah, the guy texted me, was like, this is when it's arriving. And I was like, this is when the mirror's arriving.
Yeah.
So that's a quibble.
Are you saying that essentially what Josh was moaning about and turning into the end of the world scenario of, oh my God, there's food arriving, there's a mirror,
well, I think
there's
the,
children...
I think the Ocado was an unfortunate day. That
so
was
I did,
bad.
To be fair, I fucked up on the Ocado.
Did you overorder?
I'd forgotten.
But also you ordered it on a day when I was...
But I checked that with you. I said to you...
Yeah, but I wasn't listening.
Well, that's the problem, Josh.
Yeah, but can I interject?
There is the problem.
My day's never been knocked off a kilter because food's been delivered to my house.
Yeah, but there's an Ocado.
You didn't have to go to the shop.
No, but I didn't need to. That was the key.
There was like some mental things that had been put in the freezer as well that just didn't need to go in the freezer. And when I...
They were in the freezer bag.
You put like smoked salmon in the freezer
I didn't put
or something.
Smoked
like,
salmon in
why
the
are you freezing smoked salmon?
Oh, he doesn't. He
don't
won't understand fish. He won't get it.
He doesn't understand fish.
He doesn't understand
yeah,
fish.
I don't understand fish.
But there was like
who does?
I mean, to be fair, when I saw the picture, I was like, oh shit, we do have loads of cook meals in the freezer, and I have ordered quite a few chicken pies because our daughter loves them.
Yeah.
And then you sent me the picture of the table, and I thought, oh fuck, that's not going in. But I just suggested, why don't you just throw some stuff away in the freezer? Yeah. There's loads of old
because
shit in there.
Because that's such a big job. When you're already behind to go, okay, let's root through the freezer and see what's old. I do that with the fridge.
Yeah, you love
I don't,
that
I
job.
Hate it.
I know, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. But I'm the one who
it's
does
great
it.
To see people with such a good connection. Yeah. Just finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. I hate the cleaning out of the fridge job.
I don't mind if I've got time.
It's quite a saga with you when you're cleaning out the fridge as well. There's
what about
quite
when
a
you're cleaning
of...
out the fridge? How's that go down?
Ooh.
There's a couple of things I get constantly ribbed for on the podcast. One is that I can't drive. Absolutely fair. It is really annoying. And the second is me like leaving things in the fridge and then
stand by it.
Saying, oh, that's gone off.
God, you're doubling down.
But I also think there's so many, yes, all the pestos, but Josh loves buying olives, piccalillis, those jalapeno things, eating about four of them and then leaving them. The whole top of the fridge is just half moldy.
I know what you're going to say. Of, like, the artichoke hearts. I'm never eating them.
I mean, I didn't even know they were in there, but I didn't know.
I bet you love a vine leaf, don't you?
Do you know what? I think they're overrated, but they're exactly in my wheelhouse.
Before we had kids, if ever we went on a mini break in the UK, if there was a shop that sold jams and piccalillis, he was there like a rat up a drainpipe.
He loves a homemade
absolutely
chutney.
Absolutely loves a piccalilli.
Yeah.
A chutney, yeah. So
like
many
it.
Of them.
He likes it.
Yeah. That's see me.
So yeah, that
they're pickled.
That's what I get slagged off for, and it's
all right. Yeah, I'll accept. I think the Ocado is just unfortunate timing.
Also, I would argue you are telling a story for comedic effect, and you wasn't probably as stressed.
I don't know.
I think you were. I'm stopping myself.
Sometimes you could accuse me of some anecdotes of
juicing
punching
them up
a bit, but I would say that day.
You spoke for an hour.
Also, I had the shits. It's such a common theme in these stories, isn't it?
You've always got the shits.
No, I wish.
Oh, you bunged up, are you?
Well, I would. Let's not go into it.
Well, why not?
It's a lot of, there are stomach issues, though. Remember before the Palladium?
Yeah, but I had.
Yeah, to be fair, you had the norovirus, and I actually had it as well.
That's
and
a
I
bit
think
harsh,
I'm
isn't
pretty
it?
Sure I gave it to you. I'm pretty sure that was my fault.
You have got skin issues. It's called chicken pox.
Yeah. I've actually found something that when you admitted to how long that Ocado order had been on the floor, which has got underfloor heating, I was slightly concerned about some of the meat-ish things that had
well,
just been left
there. Well,
I
put all the meat there. Inside
in. And then I found those yogurt lollies and I opened one the other day and I was like, what the fuck has happened to this? And then I thought, oh, it was in that Ocado order that Josh left on the floor for 8 hours.
On the heating.
On the heating. Yeah.
There was nothing I could do. I literally was going from one thing to the other all day.
Oh, and the Rice Krispies. So, you know, there was that massive, huge box of Rice Krispies.
Yeah, 1 kg.
We were making Rice Krispie cakes.
Yeah.
And I often look at what the weight is for things, for like the best cost.
Yeah.
And the 1 kg was the same price as 500 grams. So I thought,
why not?
Let's go with the 1 kg.
I also think...
But I genuinely hadn't really thought about how many Rice Krispies
But in your defence on that, also, I don't think you should probably see the biggest and you think, well, that's the biggest Rice Krispies box I've ever seen. Like, that'll be the size of what I consider a big Rice Krispies box. That 1 kg was bigger than I'd ever seen
before.
Wouldn't presume that was an option.
Yeah. If I was in a shop, I would never have bought that.
I don't think it's available.
When you're online, you're like, well, it's the same size.
I've never seen it in a shop. They wouldn't have it.
Limited
release.
I
would never have thought we would have made many Rice Krispie cakes.
A pair of Travis Scott trainers.
No, absolute madness. Pearl's really got into Rice Krispies now.
Well, she's got her dinner, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the next one. Is there anything else, Rose, that's cropped up that you would like to bring up? Because he's looking a bit too relaxed for my liking.
I was really trying to, like, be organised about it and get time codes, but I'm a bit more of the Rob Beckett, I think, in our relationship.
Shoot from the hip. Order a mirror on a whim. Let it arrive whenever.
Order too many things in the Ocado order. Well, there was something about wanting to talk to me about my coffee routine. Oh, didn't you get fucked off with me about the journey into school?
Oh.
And you decided to go my way basically just to teach me a lesson.
No, that's you've absolutely you've absolutely
show you who's boss.
Yeah. No, it was when you overruled Waze.
I didn't overrule it. I just said that my problem with Waze is that it gives you it's a computer and it will say, it's 3 minutes quicker. And it just goes up as well. Yeah. Like, I think I don't like sitting in traffic and Waze will send us the sitting in traffic way. for some reason.
Well, what Josh said was he knew that way was going to be longer and he was getting a sick kick out of you choosing it.
I didn't say that at all.
That's where he gets his kicks.
Absolutely.
He was gleeful about the thought that we would go the way that I wanted to go and that we would get stuck for like hours.
That's incorrect. What I meant was, actually it's wrong. And I think we all do this in situations. I think it's much easier to be the person whose way is not chosen. So it wasn't that I wanted it to go wrong. It's that I didn't want to choose my way and then that go wrong because then you're in the
wrong. But you enjoyed it going wrong.
No, I didn't say that.
That says a lot about our relationship.
No, but I do that. It's for instance,
1-0 Widdicombe, you said under your breath. You went 1-0 Widders.
Let's put you in a situation, You and Lou can't decide over which restaurant to go to. They could both be shit. Or you'd prefer to go to Lou's option because then you're in a win-win because either it's a good restaurant or if it's bad.
Lou has never chosen a restaurant in her life.
Has she not?
Refuse to choose because you can't handle the pressure.
Exactly.
Doesn't want the ball in the centre of the pitch.
Yeah, I don't want the pressure of choosing the route to be on my shoulders.
Yeah.
When Rose has already decided it's the wrong route.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a no-win there.
Yeah.
I don't think I decided that it was the wrong route. I just thought, oh, we're going to sit in that traffic again, and I just hate it.
On the one time you got caught in traffic in one spot, which means you now avoid that spot
forever.
Well,
forever.
No, I mean, that one time was like a bit of a weird fluke situation. It is, I mean, I can't believe we're getting really, really bogged down by the traffic issues on the Hackney Road.
Personally, I'm loving it. The more detail, the better for me.
It's that bit at the end of Victoria Park Road where it joins Cambridge Heath Road, if you want detail.
No, full details, okay. And what's your problem with the way Rose drinks coffee?
I haven't got a problem with the way Rose drinks coffee, have I?
Yeah, you said that indulges in it and just sort of sits there drinking it rather than just getting it down her neck and cracking on, you said.
That is absolutely fair. I have one coffee a day and I want to sit and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And Josh gets to go upstairs and get changed for the second time in the day or go to the toilet for about 20 minutes.
I put on shorts and a t-shirt to go down and make you a cup of tea in the morning. Am I not allowed to then get changed into my normal clothes?
So what's your issue with the clothes, Rosie?
Josh will often just get up and put on shorts and...
Because I've got to go make the tea.
You make that sound like I'm like, get up, make me tea.
What's the reason that you stay in bed?
Making the tea.
What's the reason you stay in bed? Tell Rob.
What's the reason?
Because the cat is asleep on my back.
I mean, that cat would be picked up, thrown out the front door. I go, all right then, I'll get rid of the cat.
It's genuinely my favourite part of the day.
What, the cat sleeping on your back?
The cat comes in and sits on my back and it's really relaxing.
Oh, I'd hate that.
It's so nice.
You said he goes down in like a shorts and t-shirt and he's downstairs. You go downstairs and then when you're getting the kids ready, he has to go back up to get dressed.
Yeah, when I need to dress.
I need to, when we're going down to make the tea, dress for my one outfit of the day that they're not allowed to change.
Yeah. So you're on QI later. You get in your QI outfit.
Yeah. I need to get the steamer out, do my shirt.
I think just something that you could, like trousers maybe, that you could leave the house in rather than like, oh, I just got to go upstairs and get changed. And you're like, right, okay.
Does he take long to get changed when he goes up? Is he a slow dresser?
I have to brush my teeth and stuff because I'm not doing any of that.
Can I just say,
that
is a classic there, isn't it? It's like, I have to brush my teeth. That's just a thing that happens. That's not a thing to mention. I've got to brush my teeth.
I've got to wipe my arse now.
When am I meant to do it?
So busy. When am I meant to do it? Straight after you have a shit.
But I mean, I can't do all of this before going downstairs for the first time.
I get up and I go into the bathroom and I brush my teeth and I put on all of my clothes. Like, I don't go, oh my God, I've got to brush my teeth. I've got to get up.
Maybe you haven't got someone with a cat on their back working for a cup of tea.
No, you're just jealous because she won't sit on your back.
That's not the reason.
Oh dear, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, what's the next one?
Oh, I just thought of one then.
No notes, that's the worrying thing.
Do you know what? I mean, this does show me not in a great light either, is that I now can't. I wrote them down in my actual notes. What do they say?
Yeah, even as the Rob Beckett of the Rob Beckett relationship, I still write down notes for the podcast. I'm not that loose.
I don't normally do podcasts, so...
Oh, no, that wasn't a criticism, but I'm saying even I can't remember. I forget what's happened.
I mean, maybe I'm now just drifting into
slagging him off.
Yeah.
Not a problem for me.
Okay.
Or anyone else.
So going back, I mean, we are essentially going back to Waze and the Hackney Road. But if we're ever, I'm so sorry. But if we're ever running late.
Hang on. This was meant to be things that he said that may be factually inaccurate. No, you're just going, this is what I don't like about you.
Because to be fair, I actually think that Josh, it was quite difficult because you are pretty accurate about stuff. But I think what happens is that, like I was saying, is that things that are quite small become, because you're doing a podcast, they become quite massive.
So what's the Waze thing?
So if we're running late for school, you'll be like, you need to call the school. And this could be because Waze. Yeah, that's fine. But this could be like because Waze is clocking up its minutes. So I, every single time I've had to call the school to say we're going to be late, we then arrive and you go, oh, we're 3 minutes early. So like every time.
What was the damage though?
Well, I'm on Rose's side here where if they're going to be late, let them be late. You don't need to call it early when you're definitely not going to be late. If it's drop them off at 9 and it's 1 minute past 9, ring them up and go, sorry, we're still in traffic. But calling it early, and it's fine if you call it early and you're doing it, but Rose basically has to go, we're going to be late, and then ring back and go, no, we weren't. And it makes Rose
That's clear when we turn up. We don't need to do the same. Yeah. My view is it's better to get the phone call done when we're sat stationary in traffic, then that's in the bag, rather than when we're rushing at the other end anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's fine if you want to do it.
I can't legally.
You can, hands-free.
I can't work out how to get my phone to log up.
Okay, well, how about next time Rose just presses a button on the car for you to speak
and
to?
And I think there's also an element that Josh knows that I'm really bad
at... I'm trying to train you to be good at phone calls.
Yeah, well, that's it. I don't need you to train me. Like, God, I'm really bad at making phone calls. I hate
terrible
making phone calls or picking up the phone. So I know that when he does that, there's an element of like, go on then, make the phone call.
No, that's training her.
I'm training
he'll buy you an iron next.
Rose doesn't like making official phone calls, I'd say.
Lou doesn't either.
Yeah. So Rose would say, should we just email them? That's not.
Yeah.
Just, how's that the option? Or if, like, Rose doesn't want to phone, say someone was coming round. Say someone had gone to the shop to get some beers.
Yeah.
And we wanted some crisps. We hadn't asked them.
Yeah.
But Rose didn't want to call them.
Yep.
She'd go, well, we'll text them. It's exactly the same. And you go,
it's not.
It's not.
It's time sensitive. You've just got to pick that phone up and go.
Yeah.
How has this happened?
No, these are two separate
things. Become the hunted.
These are two separate things. But that's something that winds me up with Lou, that she never rings anyone and would do that. And then I'm like, well, they're not going to see the phone because they've got that. If the phone rings, they can answer it. However, making someone do a phone call about being late when you're definitely not even going to be late.
Okay. Do you know what? I'll take that. I'm never going to do that again.
Oh, okay. All right.
This has gone well for you, Rose.
That was easy.
But it shows the other things are things I stand by.
And
this
I
man
imagine
will not be moved for an artichoke
also
heart.
Next time when we don't call and then we are actually late, there'll be a small victory for you.
Exactly. Win-win.
Win-win. Teach her a lesson. Train her. I'm trying to train her.
To be good
train
at phone
her.
Calls.
That was mad.
That was crazy. I'm
to
train
be good
her.
At phone calls.
What would you train Josh to do?
Oh, just like remember things and like not leave things everywhere.
Yeah,
and
I am bad at that. I don't know what I can do about that.
Your wallet.
Just pay attention more.
Well, I haven't had my wallet in about 2 months.
We had quite a flappy Sunday morning getting children to gymnastics. And there was a real classic, I'm going to go and get dressed during that bit.
I was in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was 1 degree. What am I going to do?
Well, why are you putting on shorts and a t-shirt when it's 1 degree?
Because I'm going downstairs to make a cup of tea. I can't.
I love the way you're blaming it on my tea.
Do you know what he needs? Some David Gandy loungewear.
No, because I don't want to wear that to gymnastics.
That's the perfect outfit.
I tell you what, though, since doing
the
podcast.
I don't doing gymnastics.
No, but you're watching it. You're lounging.
He has really got into the tracksuit bottom since doing the podcast.
I went out to gymnastics. I didn't come back till 6 p.m.
You know, it's a lot of gymnastics, isn't it?
Well, no, we went to a friend's house.
Are you watching other children as well?
No, we spent quite a lot of...
Under 10s are coming in a minute.
A lot of time getting snacks and all that kind of stuff together. And it was quite stressful. And then we get to the gymnastics and I've been carrying quite a lot of stuff because there's both children.
Oh, physically, I thought you were talking like...
Yeah, the mental load. Yeah, mental load. And then I say, have you got the snack box? Just that one thing.
But I hadn't been told to bring the snack.
But why do I need to tell you?
Josh walked into that one.
I've been carrying... We've been carrying half the stuff each.
No, you were carrying your tea. And then you pondered things and you were looking into space. And, you know, you got into the car. But then I was so annoyed about the snack box that you said, shall I go and get it? And I was like, yeah, go and get it.
Yeah, but actually it was quite nice going to get it. So I didn't know. I did.
That backfired.
You gave him a nice little walk in the quiet.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, no, it was 20 minutes in the car there and back.
So do you need to train Rose to remind you about the snack box?
No, I need to learn.
I need training. I'm training. I'm going to train her up.
Oh, my God.
It's really difficult to learn how to be... If you don't remember things like keys or whatever.
Why have
you... It's like if you're bad at something, like imagine
can I take
someone's...
a photo? Stay exactly still. And I put it back there with your finger
on. I'm warming my hand up on the radiator.
What are you doing? Look, this is how a man has a conversation. I'll put that on Instagram. The awkward body shapes of Josh.
I was just enjoying the radiator. It's really difficult if your mind doesn't work in a way to try and train it the other way.
You're permanently surprised as well when these things happen. You're like, do you remember there was a time when you basically, you left your phone in a taxi, in a black cab, and then you did find my iPhone and got another black cab.
I found it on Liverpool Road.
Yeah, so you could see your phone in the cab. And then you had to come home again.
Yeah, I went to Liverpool Road, you know, off Upper Street.
Yeah.
Where my Find My iPhone was. There was a black cab parked, locked up, and I could see my phone on the back seat.
But you couldn't find the driver?
We didn't know which house he lived in.
I didn't know where he lived. I'll put his note on his... I had to go into a pub and say, can I have a pen and paper?
This is quite normal in our house, that kind of thing. Like, you're just permanently surprised by, oh my God, where's my wallet gone? Or
yeah, I can't do it. I just... My mind... doesn't work like that, and it's really difficult.
Do you think though this may be going a bit more deep, where like when you're like you've calmed down now and you're a bit more present, you're aware of the moment rather than like I've got to do that.
I think that's a really good point. You're probably a lot of the time you're thinking about other stuff, like what you've got coming up or whatever, that you're not thinking in the moment, do I need the snack box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I've got to go there, do the gymnastics, get back, go to the gig and all that stuff. But now, because you do seem a bit calmer now.
Yeah, but I'm still losing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not helped, annoyingly. It's really
more relaxed about it.
Because I'm both really organised.
Yeah, I was about to say, you are very organised.
It's a weird personality type.
You're really organised. Like, you're very...
All my letters are in folders and stuff.
Really?
All that.
Yeah, he's much better at that kind of... Like, before I went out with Josh, I would not open bank statements or letters.
Losing charge of filing. Okay. There are 5 boxes of paper.
What do you mean?
I'll sort that out. There's just all that
she says that.
Yeah. So basically, nothing's in order, nothing's in the right place. And then when the 5th box gets full, there'll be a 6th. That's our filing.
Right. Well, mine's filed by month and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
So I'm really good.
So you haven't just got the look, you are a bit nerdy as well.
Yeah, exactly. But by rights, I shouldn't be the kind of person that leaves my keys places.
Yes.
But my head's in the clouds a bit.
Yeah.
I think.
When you were planning Tom Crane's stag do, you had. I've never known the organisation like it. You had an Excel document and you had like all the places, all the possible bars and restaurants, but then the backup bars and restaurants.
Really?
And like there was like a note about
things. We
didn't
go to any of them. But
you went to A&E, didn't you?
Yeah. But I'm fully aware of it, but I don't know what to do about it. It's like saying to someone who's bad at mental arithmetic, Get better at maths.
I leave every cupboard, drawer and door open that I've been through doing stuff.
Yeah, Lou's been very clear about that.
And that's her biggest thing. But she can't really tell me off because I'm oblivious that I'm doing it. If Lou rung me and said, what have you done that's annoyed me in the house? I'd think of like 15 other things and she'll say, there's 7 cupboards open. But I don't see them open. They've just been gone.
Because that does my head in as well. Like, we're both quite similar in our level of like, you can put up with so much untidiness and then one of us, we can tell. No, you definitely, there's like an occasional time when you're like, we just need to tidy this area. Like, or they'll be like, you'll never directly say.
Yeah, you are right.
It's
but
more
I'd say
like,
I'm about 25% of those freakouts.
freakouts.
Oh, it's a freakout, is it?
It is, yeah. And what's difficult about that is when the other one goes over the top.
Yeah.
The person who hasn't gone over the top has got no warning, but suddenly...
you're being messy.
Suddenly you're in the wrong.
Yeah, Lou's so, just decided it's tidy time.
Yeah, and you're like, what now? I'm like...
Yeah, she'll go, why all these bags? I was like, I thought we were just leaving bags in the corner at the moment.
But I do think there is a tendency, like you could probably put something in a weird place, like there'll be something on like the shelf in the hallway... And then it's almost like it just disappears and then it just will stay there. There's like some things that go places that you just don't even ever notice. Or the worst one is the washing. That absolutely does my head in.
What's that?
Well, you know, we were talking about how we've kind of fallen into these, like, I do the washing, you do the bins. God willows. I mean, how's that happen? I'll do the washing and then I'll put my washing away and Josh will just leave his clean washing in a basket.
Not intentionally. It's a time thing.
Mm. Oh, but it's so low down on your list of priorities, but it just means it is, that we constantly have...
because...
But it is so annoying. It's like, why am I bothering to do it? Like, it just sits there in a basket. Like,
it's still washed.
Yeah, but just have some respect for the washing that's been done and put it away.
Respect the washing. It's not like... it's not a tiger. Like,
respect the washing.
Respect the washing. Respect the effort of me... Putting it in the washing machine.
It's just a really difficult thing to get done.
And what episode was that in?
I think we're coming to the end of our time, aren't we?
No. No, we've got a bit longer, haven't we, I think? Yeah. How long have we done, Michael? 33 minutes.
I think the thing is you're not like...
a bad person.
You're not... You don't really, like, exaggerate on things. There's not much...
Can I say on the washing thing?
Oh, God.
Good luck. I'm never sitting, having a cup of tea and watching Holmes Under the Hammer rather than doing the washing. It's because I'm... When the washing doesn't go, it's because I'm going through one of those periods where I feel like I'm just shuttlecocking between things. I'd say that's fair, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I don't know. I think that also comes down to it's a bit like...
bit of an excuse.
The mad thing is, I quite like it because you can just put on a podcast and put the washing away. It's not a task I have a problem with.
Rose is lucky that you've left it to her to do.
No, I've never left it to her to do.
No.
No, I think I did used to put your washing away and then I was like, why? Why am I doing this?
Yeah, I put my washing away.
Oh, well done.
Eventually.
I think a good bit of training won't sort.
Yeah, I can train you to put your washing away. When did I turn into a wife whinging at somebody to put their pants away?
The pandemic really brought us to this point. Evolve or die.
But I think I don't have like a long list of inaccuracies.
I've got one thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear your side of it, was when Josh came home and realised there was an email in the outbox for the Science Museum trip and he woke you up at 1 a.m. to tell you that he hadn't sent the email.
Yeah, so that is a little bit what it's like being married to you.
That was just unfortunate.
Well, he always puts it in the outbox.
Oh,
sorry, that was bad.
I wish.
For fuck's sake.
Nothing a bit of training.
I'm trying to train you. That was so weird. I'm trying to train you to make you better at phone calls.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I stand by it.
Oh, it's that. Train. You get better at it.
It would have been such a better choice of words.
Yeah, just trying to build your confidence. That's a bit patronising.
I'm trying to train you. Josh does this thing where when he comes back in the middle of the night, maybe you don't do it as much as you used to, but you will talk to me like I'm awake and it's 1 a.m. and I'm fast asleep. And you came in and there was not even a like hello or anything.
You almost always wake up before I've spoken. You tell me that...
No, actually, I have like a weird Pavlovian dog thing where on the last leg Fridays, I will normally wake up maybe like 30 seconds before the car pulls up at the house.
You just know,
like a cat, like sitting outside waiting for its owner to get off the train or something. Like,
can you be hearing being sick walking to the front door?
I get asked to do a circuit beeping the horn first. And come back round.
But you do talk to me like I'm awake, and I was fast asleep, and you just came in and you went, the email hasn't sent the email about the science trip. And I was like, oh, all right, hello. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe there'll be space, thinking there's not going to be space, but we'll try in the morning. The thing is, you'd already told me that that email was in the outbox.
Had I?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'd asked you, I'd said to you, because to be fair to Josh, he's very good at doing admin. Josh loves to set up a play date. He likes to be involved with the school. So before we doubled up, I said, have you let the school know about what days she's going to do play
skiing? Yeah, I didn't say the outbox.
You know, you
did. Because I didn't even know the outbox existed.
I swear you said, oh, I sent it, but it hasn't sent. Because I remember being pissed off at you, thinking you knew that that hadn't sent. Why didn't you just check it?
No, once previously a different school email had got stuck in the outbox.
Yeah, but you didn't know the outbox.
You do know an outbox exists.
Is that interviewing Boris Johnson? Yeah.
No, I honestly, I...
Honestly, I'm just...
I hadn't engaged. I did know the outbox exists. I've got that wrong. But I... never think to check the outbox.
Sorry, I didn't know the outbox existed.
And then he's just like, sorry, I didn't know.
When was the last time you used the email outbox?
Well, you never, but you know it's there.
It's normally there if it's a big file or it goes there when you haven't got a signal.
Yeah, I found one of the... There was the email. There was also a file I tried to send to Michael that never got sent as well. But I swear that one I didn't know was stuck in the outbox, otherwise I'd have resent it. It was a different school email. There's something going on between my email and the school's email.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, let's forget about that. I don't care about that. I'm not your IT team.
Yeah.
But should I turn it off and on again? Yeah. But what are you getting by waking Rose up at that point?
Because I hate unresolved things that I worry about.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to go to sleep with that in your head.
A problem shared in this case is a problem doubled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anxiety breeds anxiety.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get her on the trip. And then I had moved and cancelled quite a lot of things. A couple of things, not quite a lot of things. That sounds overly dramatic. And then suddenly there was a space and we had 5 minutes to get her to the school. And obviously she was like completely paralysed by indecision. But then we went to the school, she got on the trip, so I could have done the things that I had cancelled.
Did he make you ring up and cancel a little bit of training?
No.
A little bit of training? No, I sent a text.
Training's not paying off.
Double sessions next week.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a theme that is running through the podcast.
The training. Josh likes everything to work smoothly and efficiently in both areas of his life.
But then you did afterwards, to be fair, say to me, oh God, I'm really sorry. This is kind of what it's like, isn't it, being with me? And I was like,
oh.
Yeah, okay. But that's fine. It's just.
But it all worked out.
It did work out. Yeah, it did. But I had cancelled two things.
But what can you do? That genuinely wasn't my fault, that outbox thing. Unless every email I send, I now check the outbox.
For the record, did you know the outbox existed?
Yeah, more
before
what I meant
the science
was, I never think about the
outbox.
That's
all you said.
No, I was wrong.
I mean, you lied
on that.
You missed the parliament.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait for the full outcome of the inquiry before we comment.
Yeah.
But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, yeah, Rose, about this is what I mentioned at the start. I feel like Josh is potentially a little bit worried about turning 40. There's a lot of stress in his face when I mentioned his 40th.
Yeah.
There's also been a lot of chat that he's going to have a complete overhaul of image. And I've heard blazers and chinos be mentioned.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about...
Image.
Yeah.
Age. Smartening up.
Smartening up.
Smartening up. Yeah, well, I bought Josh a jacket for Valentine's Day. Just a very nice Mac from Uniqlo.
Yep.
A navy Mac. I actually stopped a man in the street to ask him where he got his jacket from.
Nice. Very confident.
Yeah, I think
the training is paying.
Yeah,
paying
didn't off. Phone him.
I'm very good, face to face. I'm very good. Thank God I didn't phone him. I do
Can
think
get
he
your
thought
number,
I was chatting him up as well because I kept staring at him and then I thought, I've got to ask about the jacket now because otherwise he thinks I'm checking him out. I bought you a jacket and I think it's kind of given you a bit of inspiration really for your wardrobe and
it sort of pushed you into a new direction.
Yeah.
So how smart do you want him, Rose? Or is this a very Josh project?
No, it's not just going to be just smart. It's just to give more range.
We went away and we did spend quite a lot of time talking about this. because Josh loves a project. If there's something...
Yeah. He's not got enough on his plate at the moment. He's got so much free time. He needs something else to do when he's brushing his teeth, putting your shopping away, going on Peston.
He really loves to like hypothesise about how something's going to go. So yeah. He'll be like, so how do you think... What do you think about that? How do you think that's going to go? Like yeah. He'll ask you a lot of times.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about Project Wardrobe.
It's got a name, Project Wardrobe.
I didn't know that.
I just made that up.
I like it.
I just made it up.
I don't know if when this will go out, but you're going to wear one of your smart outfits on Last Leg, aren't you?
Yeah, see the I'm reaction. Well off by this point, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gradual...
Evolution, not revolution.
Do you know what? From an outsider's point of view,
yeah,
I would get rid of the Converse and get maybe a nicer trainer or a shoe, like sort of semi-smart casual.
The
like
reason I'm wearing the Converse today...
It's okay, you don't have to apologise, but go on.
Is because I've got some nicer Nikes, but I really like them, but they've stopped making them.
So you don't want to waste them on
Bromley? I don't want to waste them on...
Zone 5.
Something where my feet would be out of shot.
Okay, so they're going to save them for your next stand-up appearance?
Or yeah. Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that be. Whenever he stood up.
I'm convinced that Josh buys Converse with, like, extra long laces as well. I know you've talked about this before, but... It is mad how long those laces are.
Or pulls them tight and he hasn't for so long. My mum's always found his footwear disgusting.
I know, it really makes me laugh. Yeah, I think there may be a shoe.
I think a shoe or a smart trainer. And I think potentially stripy t-shirts out, block colour.
I like the range. I like to have the range.
Yeah, but I think stripy t-shirt is more younger person, children and women.
I'm still young and happening.
I feel like a stripy t-shirt is old sailor.
I'm still young and happening.
You're 40.
And I'm fine with it.
You look like a Pizza Express chef.
It's a good chain.
It is a great chain.
I love that we've just turned this into like a Josh styling session, but perhaps different colours that maybe he hadn't really gone near before.
A green.
He wore a lovely orange jacket the other day. And I was like, oh, you look good in an orange. But it's almost like he's come out of a breakup and he's like, you know when you've split up with someone and you get your hair cut?
Well, I think maybe you were in a bit of a rut of work where you didn't have time to think about
exactly.
It.
So it was like,
yeah.
Put on a blue jacket, white stripy top, I'm going to do telly.
Yeah.
That is totally it. Like, I think there's also, because you get a lot of your clothes bought for wardrobe for the last leg, you don't have the joy of going out and choosing your own clothes.
No.
Whereas, well, I think you talked about it. We both gave each other an afternoon off.
Yeah.
And Josh went out and just did a little bit of like gentle shopping.
Lovely.
Sent me a picture of himself in a blazer. And I thought, good for him. And I said,
go on. Yeah, hush puppies next.
Just the blazer.
I don't think I'm having a reaction to being 40.
Yeah.
I think I've hit a point in my life, but it's a coincidence that I'm turning 40 in the middle of it.
Right.
Yeah.
However, that's fine. Can I ask, because you mentioned about a date ages ago. You like literally said, save the date. I'm going to have a party.
I don't like to engage
with
my 40.
Yeah, you can't mention the actual party. He's going to get flippers on you.
No, but he mentioned it. I didn't ask. I went, oh, are you turning 40? He went, yeah, me and Rose both are.
Yeah.
You've quite grown up and just gone, I'm having a little drinks or whatever and sent a text.
Yeah.
You told me to save a date, which I did.
Yeah.
I'll be coming straight after. I've been on Saturday night takeaway of Ant and Dec.
Yeah, I don't think you will be.
No, because you're not doing anything. But when I asked, before you went on and did a gig the other day, 2,000 people in a theatre on a Saturday night, calm as a cucumber, I said, are you still doing that on the first? He went bright red, started sweating and clapping his hands.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't engage with it. But it's partly because I'm trying to stop drinking.
Yeah.
You don't so it's really difficult to go, do I really want to pay to rent a bar, pay to put money behind a bar, to put myself in a tricky situation where I'm like, oh God, am I going to get through this without drinking?
Yeah.
There's been recently as well, like when you stop drinking, there's been a lot of like times where you're like, they're first times where you're not drinking or where you would initially feel like, oh, I want to drink. And then you kind of work through it and you're like, oh, that moment has passed.
Yeah.
And I think maybe a big party.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety.
It's quite a big challenge to go in when you've kind of just started
everyone's
doing
gonna
it.
Be like, why aren't you drink?
Yeah, it's a lot.
And also you're in a process of calming down, being more mindful, more present.
Yeah.
That might trigger those sort of old behaviours.
Totally.
Why don't you just spend it on a big holiday for you and the family? Any money you're gonna spend on that, and that'd be your fault. If that's what I do now, I don't really have
parties. Could just go away for Easter, couldn't we?
Yeah.
As a four.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I could see on Rose's eyes the first thing she thought was that her mum would be livid if we didn't spend Easter with her.
Would she?
That was the first thing that went across Rose's face.
Easter's a strange one. Are you religious?
No, no.
But she fucking loves eggs.
No, egg rolling. Have you ever done egg rolling?
What's an egg rolling?
No, it's the thing no one's ever done except their family.
Oh, okay. Let's get into this.
Yeah, so you boil the eggs and you wrap them
Can't do that. Lou will fuck that up. That's
you,
like
you wrap them in onion leaves and J-cloth, and basically it,
you must know this tradition, you know,
right? What the fuck is this?
Like Jesus used to.
And I'll give you the Hobbit back now. What the fuck's this shy
and
nonsense?
And it basically gives the eggs like all these like amazing patterns from the dye of the onion leaves. This is
the dye of the onion
leaves.
This
is like nothing.
They boil them in onion leaves.
Yeah.
And it creates like a kind of almost like a tie-dye effect on
the an egg.
Thing.
Okay, that's a bit of fun.
Okay, and then what you do is they're hard-boiled. So there's two of you, not just two of you, there's more of you. Everyone's has an egg and then you...
Someone's earning. Go on.
You roll eggs at each other and whoever's egg doesn't smash...
Like honkers.
...gets into the next...
Round.
But the problem with it is that essentially you forget whose egg is whose, yeah, and everyone's egg just smashes.
Sure.
And there's only like my mum that really eats hard-boiled eggs. So there's just fuckloads of hard-boiled eggs, that
everywhere.
My mum has to eat.
And then what's the prize?
No, that's just it.
There's no prize.
No.
You just
you get
smash
to eat your
it.
Egg.
Your hard-boiled egg.
On so a day when everyone's got chocolate eggs.
This is the worst game ever.
Yeah.
So basically the winner gets a hard-boiled egg and everyone else has to have...
And so do the losers.
And the losers.
So everyone gets a hard-boiled egg.
Oh my God.
This is, Rose, this is one of the most mental things I've ever heard. It's fucking bananas. Michael's really... Michael's gone.
Lost it.
I think he's lost feeling in his arse. He's sat on the floor for an hour.
My
so,
mum
yeah, gets... you wouldn't want to miss that, would you, and have an holiday?
My mum gets so annoyed if we don't do the egg rolling as well. If the eggs get boiled with the onion skins and we don't make a fuss out of them, we know
I'd
about
say,
it.
I'd say, for her 40th, could she not roll a boiled egg the weekend later? No, isn't it, Josh? That's a no. Enjoy your egg rolling on your 40th.
There you go.
There you go. That's where he'll be.
It's my life.
Rolling his fucking egg in his new canvas shoes.
You don't even eat eggs.
Totally, yeah.
It's a lose-lose for Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What a life.
Could
what
you go life. Away somewhere, your mum goes as well, and then, wait, and then she looks after the kids while you go out
That's
at the evening.
Happen, Rob. No. My mum is amazing, but she is just her. So Pearl and nearly two-year-old is quite a lot.
Even if they're put into bed.
She could do with our daughter, but...
Yeah,
the little one is
fair enough.
I think. Well, we made a bit of a.
This is what I wanted to do is go. Well, Rose is 40th this year, so we'll have a party for that, and then I'm going to have a big 41st.
Yeah,
do that then.
And then I said this to our friend who listens.
Oh yeah,
and she absolutely.
She wanted a party.
Yeah.
All right,
Charlie Crosby.
She wants a party for hers.
No, for mine.
She was like, said to get a fucking nose out. It's your birthday. What's he got to do?
I was like, don't worry, I've got this great plan. I'm going to do a 41st. And she acted like I'd just taken a shit in the middle of the ABBA voyage.
A hologram shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe do that then. That could be a good shout and do it separate.
I just don't feel like a 40th is what I need at the moment.
I think that's really good as well, because I think old you would have absolutely just... pushed through that and done it because you were like, this is what I'm supposed to do when I hit 40. And you wouldn't have stopped to think, is this actually what I need at the moment?
Or
is this the right thing to do?
Yeah.
What am I going to enjoy? So I have wrenched you on this a bit on this podcast, but I will say that you're becoming a lot more aware of what's good for you.
You're training me.
I'm training you.
Life's training you, baby.
Life's training me.
Oh, I think that's quite a sweet ending, actually.
Yeah, that was quite good.
That was
Thanks
funny.
Thanks for doing it. Did you enjoy that?
There was a point where I was like, oh, maybe I should have more things to batter you with. But
I think you've got enough.
Yeah, I don't think there's any worry about that.
I wouldn't say...
That wasn't my takeover.
I wouldn't say that was light on views.
I feel like there was quite a lot of chat about ways.
Yeah.
There was a lot of ways chat.
And we didn't really get to the bottom of who was
Nobody,
at fault.
Nobody, yeah, who
no,
was at fault.
I don't think it's all about who's to blame. It's about how you move on afterwards.
I also feel that
which direction you move on afterwards.
Exactly.
Which route you take,
route you take afterwards.
I do get a bit stressed. I get overly stressed sitting in traffic as well. I will take that.
Which is rich when you're not even the driver.
Oh, of course. We had to get one little you can't drive slam in.
Oh, no.
We had to.
I tried to end it positively.
But you are going to learn to drive this year. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is exciting. Do you an intensive course. They're quick.
There was a point where you were... I mean, it was probably years ago. You were like, you should learn to drive on a manual.
No.
Yeah, fuck
and,
that.
And then now you're like, no, just automatic. Don't worry about it. Stop, yeah.
Not worth
that
it.
Shows how long we've been having this conversation.
I can't tell you how many times my dad said, I'll get you driving lessons for your birthday.
Yeah.
And I just never cashed them in.
Yeah, I did it 1 year as well.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you bought me a little book.
Yeah.
Little training. Yeah.
No, there was like an antique.
It was like an old fashioned book. It was an antique.
Nice little knick-knack book for the side.
It was a knick-knack book.
For the parcel shelf.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think this is. Thank you so much, Rose. And you are welcome on any time, obviously, to air any views.
As long as it's not during book promo season, in which case we don't have any guest gaps, then.
Right. It was like that time when I got caught in the snow and I had to get the bus and push the buggy and stuff. When I was texting Josh, in the back of my mind was, this is the podcast.
Texting,
I know that I am now content.
Yeah. You are content.
Content.
Yeah.
It's been God. Do you know what's worrying, though? It's not going to be long until our children are going to be sat where you're sat, telling us off for saying things.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That could be problematic.
God. Yeah. Oh, God.
Still, the listener amounts will be through the roof.
Yeah, exactly. It's all content, isn't it?
Content.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Pleasure. Rose. It's been amazing. Pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers. And we'll see you in a couple of months.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Do you not do those final questions?
Oh, if you want. If you've got something you want to say.
What? It feels like we've covered those.
Oh, yeah. No, to be fair, you've probably covered them.
Well, no, you've said nothing positive. What's the nice thing that just does?
I did think about this morning, and I think you are... And actually, I think I already said it, so maybe this is a bit boring, but you are really good at being involved, as you should be, as they're both our children, but you do play dates, you're really organised with that kind of stuff, whereas I find that quite nerve-wracking, that kind of stuff. So you're really good at kind of putting yourself out there and...
I'll send a text.
You'd answer a phone call in a heartbeat.
Oh, I love it. I love ringing people.
But I'll text a mum I don't really know to organise a play
date. It's a bit weird, mate.
Yeah, that is a bit weird. He's in his shorts, 7 a.m, making a tea. I make a good tea, you know. Fancy a play date, babe? Anyone need training? Just send that centre wall.
Anyone need training?
I do think, though, by being a stand-up, we have gone through so much social humiliation learning to do stand-up that someone ignoring my text that's a school parent, I could not give less of a shit about. I did a corporate gig last night.
Doesn't touch sides.
And it didn't get a laugh. And then the bloke who works for the company went, that didn't get a laugh. Rob went, I know it didn't, but I'm technically dead inside, so I didn't really hit. And it sort of got a laugh, but then everyone realised I was being honest. And you say, oh, stop laughing.
Well, I mean, we could dig further into why Lou and I probably don't like answering phone calls, but... We'll leave that to another episode.
Yeah, I think that's another episode. I think this has been brilliant. And thank you
pleasure.
Very much
My
for
pleasure.
Sharing. Thanks, okay. Rose.
Bye.
That was Rose.
Yeah.
How did you find it, Josh?
I think I took points on board, which I think is positive.
Yeah, I'd say as well, you stood your ground on a couple of them, which I liked.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good back
I think
and forth.
It showed, I thought it showed a healthy relationship with both parties having respect for the other.
Yes. It feels a bit like how I imagine two politicians would analyse their appearance on Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
Went pretty good, bit of back and forth. Susanna's a good woman, good journalist. respect the work there.
Yeah, and if anything, you know, it's a great sign for our democracy that we can do these kind of things.
Yes.
You wouldn't get that in other regimes.
You would not get that, let's not name them. Let's not piss off regimes. I think it's good. I enjoyed when Lou did it. I enjoyed it when Rose did it more. It's always less stressful when you're on the other side of it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And yours was face-to-face, which made it different because it was when we were filming something around our house.
Due to the success, I think Lou's are back on next, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to get Lou back on.
The success of this, we mean, we'll get them both back on.
Yes.
So Lou's up next. We'll get them on... intermittently to complain about what we've said in the podcast.
And just us generally.
and just us generally. So that's something to look forward to.
Right. I'll see you on Tuesday, Josh.
See you on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.